After a year of shrinking output, the U.S. economy grew last quarter at a 3.5% annual rate. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner hailed the news, but noted that steep economic hurdles remain.
Just 5 months after the president came into office, we got growth restarted. But it's just the beginning, and we got a ways to go. Unemployment's high and still rising. This is a very tough economy still for huge numbers of Americans and businesses.
Geithner, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press program, said it will take time before average Americans perceive economic improvements.
This is going to be a different recovery than the past because Americans are going to have to save more. A lot of damage was caused by this crisis. It's going to take some time for us to grow out of this. It could be a little choppy, could be uneven, and it's going to take a while.
Consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. But recent reports showed U.S. consumer confidence dipping and consumer spending down as government subsidies to purchase new cars have ended and tax credits for first-time homebuyers are soon to expire. That has led to charges by Republicans that the economic recovery is an illusion funded by inefficient government spending that has weakened America's long-term economic position by vastly expanding the national debt. House Minority Leader John Boehner.
The stimulus bill isn't working. Unemployment is rising. The debt to be paid by our kids and grandkids is exploding. Enough's enough.
Treasury Secretary Geithner insists the $787 billion stimulus package President Barack Obama signed into law in February has worked to stop the plunge of an economy that was in free fall when Mr. Obama came into office. And despite continuing bank failures, Geithner says America's financial system has also been rescued and a catastrophic credit squeeze has eased. The Treasury Secretary did not dispute Republican contentions that mounting federal deficits are creating an unsustainable level of national debt.
It's going to have to come down. No, it's too high, and I think everybody understands this. You know, we got these two central imperatives. Restore growth, create jobs, but make sure people understand we're going to have to bring those fiscal deficits down as growth recovers. First, growth, though. Without growth, you can't fix those long-term fiscal problems.
Geithner said he is encouraged by legislative progress on bills to reform America's health care system and reduce health care costs, which he said will improve the nation's fiscal outlook. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.